professional sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rohn.
Tiki.
The Gottlieb Show rolls on.
The Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Dexter Fowler signed a 5-year deal with the St. Louis Cardinals today, much to the chagrin of many Cubs fans. Fowler has been a fan favorite for the last 2 years, but GM Jed Hoyer told Spiegel and Goff that the Cubs had to make a decision on where to best allocate their resources and that Albert Almora is ready to contribute.
Part of the decision that was challenging for us is that we've had a lot of success by grooming young players, bringing them up to our system and allowing those guys to play. And we have a good one, we think, in Albert Almora. We feel like he's ready to contribute. We wanted to give him a little bit of help out there with John Jay, and those guys can do a really good job.
So the Cubs will now face Dexter Fowler on opening night in St. Louis. As for the White Sox, they're said to be in continuing talks with the Nationals about a deal for closer David Robertson. The Bears continue prepping for the first-place Lions on Sunday at Ford Field. Head coach John Fox says he's confident his team will give Detroit a game.
It's all relative. Anytime you play a division game, regardless whether you won or lost the first one, this familiarity with both clubs, it was at home and now we're at their place. So our guys understand the importance of it, and you try to establish dominance in the division, and that'll be our attitude going there.
Wide receiver Eddie Royal doubtful for this one with a toe injury, as is lineman Mike Adams. Jonathan Anderson, Josh Bellamy, Jonathan Banks, and Marquise Wilson all questionable. Head coach John Fox, though, said rookie quarterback DeAndre Hall is healthy. He hasn't played since week 4. Kyle Fuller's knee said to be responding well in practice, but he's not all the way back yet. Blackhawks take on the Rangers tonight at the United Center without Corey Crawford, Jonathan Toews, or Brent Seabrook. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Bulls get the day off today. They host the Heat tomorrow. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. Hey, Chicago, looking for the perfect gift for any Cubs fan on your list? Pre-order a copy of the new book, Joe Madden, Party Like It's 1908, today at cbschicago.com/Madden book. It's a great way to celebrate the historic 2016 season with on and off the field stories of an amazing life in baseball. CBS Radio is a business partner with this book's author. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Touchdown Bears.
Hey!
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
You guys are going to be as negative as possible. I understand that.
All the latest news and notes from Halas Hall.
Back in the corner.
Hey, Coach. Hey,
how we doing, fellas?
Rich Campbell with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Rich Campbell's on Twitter at Rich_Campbell. You read his work in the Chicago Tribune. You hear him right now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline on The Score. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Well, Rich, your work as a beat writer, this is the kind of thing they pay you for. This is the going to all of these practices and press conferences and continuing to try to figure out whatever John Fox is mumbling. This is when you earn your money, and this is when you tell people what you do, because I've been in your position before, and you tell people what you do for a living, and instead of getting the, oh, cool, it's, oh, how's that going for you?
The two questions usually are, do you get to sit in the press box, which I think Rich would agree is one of the great joys in all of life, and the other is, do you get to talk to the players, which is also frequently very enjoyable. Wouldn't you say, Rich?
Well, so I weaseled out of all that this week and spent a couple days in South Florida following Adam Gates for a story that will run in Sunday's paper. So it was about ingenuity and figuring out a way out of this mess for myself, really. And I tried to come up with the best solution that I could.
That's really well done.
That's brilliant. So without necessarily giving it away when that's finally going to run, what did you find interesting or significant about maybe Gase now having emerged from under the auspices of John Fox and the Bears?
Well, I think a couple things. One, there's some genuine appreciation there, even if, you know, these guys aren't the first ones on each other's Christmas card lists this year. There's some genuine appreciation on Adam's side, what he was able to learn from John. And I think, in particular, the 2015 season where they really had to start the program over. And it's something that Gase has had to do more or less himself in Miami. So we got a chance to watch some of this firsthand. And if you zoom out, sort of switch your lens from the Bears to the Dolphins, they have had a heck of an 11 months. Go back to April when they ended up drafting Laramie Tunsil in the middle of that bomb mask video. The Gase had to handle that. And there were some situations along the way. They started 1-4. They're now 7-5. And so situations have popped up that have really had to test him as a head coach, not just as an offensive coordinator. So one of the things I want to do in the piece is examine how he has responded, what he's learned about himself, and, you know, what the league can take away from it, because there's just so much intrigue in how he was going to do as a head coach. He interviewed with 9 different teams for head coaching jobs over the last 13 months. So, you know, you got to look at him and say, hey, let's follow through on this. How is that chapter going?
Rich, even before the winning streak, I was amazed by the response from the beat writers down there and the way they were praising not just his coaching ability and his teaching ability, but the way he handled press conferences and the way he handled his players and how much they liked him. Did you find that in this week down there?
I did, but it also wasn't surprising because he had the same impression on us at Halas Hall, and you've heard it all the way through his coaching career, going back to his time as a position coach with the Broncos. I mean, Peyton Manning has endorsed him, and really, the more people that are around Adam, you just understand that he has a special ability to relate to people. I mean, he's just cool. You like being around him. He's funny. He's cool. He's honest with you. He talks to you like you're a real person, and he's just fun to be around. And even as I was down there Wednesday, and he came over and talked to the beat writers there before practice, just kind of BSing with them on the side. You know, you understand that, all right, here's human to human interaction. Everybody can appreciate that. And he's honest in his answers and helps those guys do their jobs. So it extends to players as well. And that's why he was able to rise through the ranks so fast.
Wouldn't that be nice? Didn't that sound like that really just shouldn't be a luxury to have a football coach that acts like an actual human being instead of somebody guarding nuclear secrets? You know, it really is. When you go through a baseball season with Joe Madden, and then all of a sudden you abruptly shift to dealing with somebody like John Fox, it's remarkable, because we've all been around coaches. And it used to be that way. It used to be coaches would come into the press room. They would come in on a Thursday after practice, before practice, and just sit there and talk about stuff and, you know, draw plays in your notebook and all that. And it makes a difference, certainly internally, politically. It helps everybody understand the game a little bit better, and you get some, you know, maybe off the record stuff. So I wish more guys would do that more willingly.
I don't understand the other side of it, to be honest with you. I don't understand what's in it for a coach to, you know, approach it that way. I really don't. It would take a lot of evidence to convince me that it's the best way to go. I mean, I have really come to appreciate the coaches over the years, like you mentioned, Dan, that just speak openly with you. And obviously, you know, the subtext here is obvious. You know, John doesn't do that with us a lot. He's a paranoid guy. He's a competitive advantage to concealing a lot of information and using some misdirection with his words at times. And so, you know, you just sort of try to go through it as best you can on both sides. And, you know, we're at 3-9. Here we are trying to just get to the end of this thing.
Rich, we were standing outside the locker room after the Tennessee game, and I noted the incredibly small crowd of reporters going in after that game. It seemed like it was about a third the normal amount, or what we would think to be a normal amount. When you came here, could you ever imagine the Bears being so irrelevant?
Yes, only because I came from the Redskins beat, where it's the same type of dynamic that normally, in good times, they are by far the top dog. I mean, the most interesting, or at least command the most interest of any of the teams in the market. And just losing as a way of doing that. The Cubs winning the World Series, I think we would all agree, played a part in this shift, in the shift of the mentality or the consciousness of the city as a sports town, where you value winning and you value a guy like Joe Matt and what he stands for and the type of character he is. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, upstanding morals. I'm just talking, he's a character. He's a guy that people like to hear from. They like to hear him talk. And when that serves as a contrast to a losing team that struggles to generate much star power, et cetera, I think you can understand why the shift in interest is the way it is. Could I have imagined it? I mean, I guess anything is possible. For me, I'm more curious to see what the path is out of it. I mean, what is the path back to this town being excited about the Bears and really having the interest that is possible? And to me, the answer is drafting a quarterback in the first round. I mean, that's the fastest way. It's going to be the most surefire way. And it might coincide with winning as well. And obviously, that's the ultimate driver of the interest.
One of the big stories this week was that of our mutual colleague Mike Mulligan writing about the friction between John Fox and Vic Fangio, the possibility that one way or another Fangio could find himself elsewhere next year. And it led me to thinking that it's just how odd that would be. And maybe the questionable decision why John Fox is so firmly, seemingly, behind the work of Dowell Loggins. Now, he's given a chance to praise him at every turn, where Dowell Loggins, to me, is a guy holding a play card. I don't see, there's really nothing visionary. Maybe it's capable enough. So let me ask you this. If, in fact, he wanted to try to find an offensive coordinator, maybe somebody who could instill something more dynamic and be the right guy for this young quarterback you talk about, why would that guy want to take that job with these Bears right now?
I think it's a really good question, and I think it also applied to when Cutler was the quarterback. Obviously, we're not privy to all these types of discussions, but it's not hard to see why people would be hesitant.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Without having this quarterback on the roster, so there are a lot of moving parts there. you know, I wrote a big feature about Dow for week one. And it was interesting to go back through his list of colleagues, some of the people he has worked with, and talk to him, because a lot of people stamp him as an innovative football mind and a sharp guy. I mean, even talking to Gase about him this week, I mean, he calls Dow one of his best friends in the business, and he just doesn't have that type of reputation that Gase has. Now, obviously, the teams they've coordinated the offenses for have been different with different levels of success. But, you know, even just listening to Matt Barkley the other day talking about how he was locked in with Dow at the end of that Titans game just made me think, man, here's another person giving Dow credit for the way he was calling plays. And so I think about this the same way you guys do. You know, Dow doesn't have the outward charisma or the engaging personality at the podium that someone like Gase did. And to me, it makes me think about how it affects my perception of him and, you know, the so-called dynamic ability. We also remember the types of players he's working with right now. It'd be interesting to see if he could get a more talented cast. But it's something that John Fox and the Bears are going to have to sort through as they decide how to proceed after the season.
You mentioned Jay Cutler. I'd be surprised, given his surgery, if he's actually ready 100% to throw at the beginning of camp next year. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that he is. Where do you think he'll play next year?
Well, I don't think it'll be here. And then, I mean, really, it's anybody's guess from there, right? I mean, whoever needs a backup, or will they open up a starting job? And to me, I'm more interested in whether Jay's going to continue to play. I just think that it's possible that he decides that he's had enough and he's satisfied with his career. And, you know, he's a family man with a wife who has her own interests that are sort of on hold while Jay finishes his football career. She said that. And so I'm curious that I expect the Bears to part with him. And then once they do, what are we going to see? Well, you know, what direction is he going to take himself in his life? Other than that, I'd probably be just spinning the wheel about, you know, quarterback needy teams, and you would expect Jay to want to go to a place where he had the chance to win the starting job. And, you know, I would expect to say if he went into a place like Cleveland, for example, there'd be every reason in the world he should win a starting job there, right? He's a smart guy. He's tough. He can make the throws. He's going to look good in a camp situation, in a meeting room situation. It's just a matter of him willing to accept the dynamics of certain situations, play for certain coaches, and find the right fit.
I also think he will have to evaluate what he is after a labrum is repaired. Because
yes,
a guy who has relied on so much arm talent, who has been able to get away with lacking fundamentals and bad footwork and trying to fit balls in tight windows because his arm talent could overcome so much, does it mean he's like that pitcher that has to be reliant more on guile than velocity and reinvents himself? Or does he just say, screw it, it's not worth it, that he's not going to want to be sort of a Chris Chandler type, aloof, hanging around, you know, backup with his golf clubs in his locker that we've seen, where these guys just cashing a check later in his career? You know what Dave Craig did and Steve DeBerg and so many of these guys just hanging around? He doesn't need that aggravation, and maybe it would be tough for him to continue to throw over some of the laxity elsewhere in his game as he always has.
I'm with you. I think it's a really good point. And take it even a step further, and back to Barry's point, what is he going to be able to show teams if he is on the market in April, May, and June, when sort of the musical chairs game gets towards the end there? How much is he going to be able to show a team, and how much faith would a team have that he's eventually going to recover all the way? Because it's just without knowing the details of the labrum tear, generally speaking, it's a nasty surgery, especially if you're a thrower. And so, yeah, I'm with you on all of that. And then ask yourself, does he have the makeup to be the type of steward, you know, into his late 30s as a backup for a team? You know, like, think about a Josh McCown type guy, a Mark Brunell type guy. Does Jay want to sign up for that type of role? Does a mentor's role fit him? And I think we have questions about that. And so it'll be really interesting as he goes through the steps of that decision-making process.
I really look forward to reading your Adam Gase Dolphins piece coming up this weekend. Should be great. Rich, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune.
You know, the league's not going to let him just walk away. They won't, because there's such a need for at the position.
There aren't enough quarterbacks. Somebody will hit his number.
I mean, I call me crazy, but let's just say that he needs time, that he needs the entire summer to try to gain his strength back. I don't buy that he'll be 100% by September 1st. I just don't think it's possible. But call me crazy, wouldn't Adam Gase be interested in just having him as an insurance policy? I mean, they did do well together.
But here's to your point, though. You just made the opposite point. Somebody will commit to more than an insurance policy for him. Somebody will hit a starter's number for him. Somebody desperate. Whether it's the Jets or the Browns or one of these teams.
Well, he'd be crazy to do something like the Cleveland thing. I mean, he'll just be miserable.
Depends how much he likes money. But that's really what it is. We're Boers and Bernstein. He's Barry Rosner today. Still have time to stop out here to Anthony's in Joliet to maybe win a pair of Bulls tickets. There's certainly plenty of Bud Light. If you are getting off of work, you want to come start your weekend with us, please do. You can raise one to right now on the Score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-9. Now they take on the division-leading Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at a season sweep? We're talking about this tough NFC North showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
And that segment with Rich Campbell was brought to you by Ghost Bed. Supernatural sleep comfort delivered right to your door. Visit ghostbed.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. I believe Art Briles is done coaching Division I football. And it's not just because of the accusations against he and his staff when he was head coach of Baylor. It's because if there was a checklist of things you should not do when you are fired so that you can get your next head coaching job, he's checked every box. He acted like he was tone deaf when the news first came out. He rallied former staffers and fans and even administrators to give him blind support. And then, as of yesterday, he decided to sue the university that employed him. Art Briles was likely to get another head coaching job at some point in the future had he not checked some of these boxes. But instead, he checked every one. And so Art Briles will forever be the coach that used to be, but never will be again. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
NetMoreAccess.org, number 33.
Stop worrying about gift giving because you've been procrastinating and things are going to be too late and you don't know what to do. You're going to go to omahasteaks.com because Omaha Steaks is awesome. And I can vouch for that personally because of my lifelong experience as an Omaha Steaks customer going way back to when I was a kid. And Omaha Steaks, just a little family-owned company. They're still a family-owned company. They're just bigger. There's all kinds of cool stuff. Like this. This is your opportunity. It's a gift you're going to want to give, and then you're going to want to get one of these for yourself. It is called the Family Gift Pack. It is only $49.99. That's at omahasteaks.com. But the way you get it is you enter my code in the search bar. It's Dan B, D-A-N-B, in the search bar, and you get 77% off. And it's Omaha Steaks. You know it's going to be good. The highest quality cuts and ingredients, one-of-a-kind flavor. aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the beefy cuts. And right now, here's what you get when you go to omahasteaks.com. You enter the code DANB, and for less than $50, you will get all of this. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. That makes eight sausages as part of this package. Everything I just mentioned, all of it, is the family gift pack. So go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code DANB in the search bar right there on the main page. It should bring you right to the family gift pack. Add it to your cart, and then you have it. The 77% savings on the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio AdSensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.528 Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. I got a response to that brief spasm of hockey discussion that we had about the Blackhawks being a bit shorthanded right now, missing some star players, and the way that they have to play hockey at the moment and how they're able, like you say, to try to win a game 1-0 while making sure they're not just pitching the puck back to their opponent. They can still skate with it, still have it, but not necessarily be this sort of high-wire act of risky passes and pretty play in the offensive zone.
Yeah, if you're just flipping it out, then you're just going to be stormed time after time after time.
We've seen it happen. We've seen teams get a lead and then say, all right, boys, let's just flip it out, and next thing you know, the game's tied.
Yeah, once the ice is tilted, it's pretty tough to play.
As far as Hawks games go, right here, Anthony's, an official Blackhawks bar, and you can catch all the games on one of their 35 big-screen TVs, along with daily food and drink specials. So it gets a little...
Come out and watch. The Rangers are fun to watch. That's one of the highest-scoring teams in the league.
So I got some analysis of what we're talking about here from our guy McClure in a moment.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Former Cub outfielder Dexter Fowler opted for free agency this year, and it paid off in a big way. Today, he signed a 5-year, $82 million deal with the Cardinals. Cubs made another move to shore up the bullpen yesterday, signing reliever Koji Ujihara to a 1-year deal. White Sox remain in talks with the Nationals about a deal for closer David Robertson, according to USA Today's Bob Nightingale. The Bears continued getting ready for Sunday's matchup with the NFC North leading Lions at Ford Field today. Head coach John Fox says there are differences in both teams since the Bears got a win over the Lions back in week 4.
They're a little different, so are we. You know, I think they've got some different guys. We have some different guys, so it's always about matchups, and it's kind of a new set of matchups.
As for Sunday, wide receiver Eddie Royal and lineman Mike Adams are doubtful. Jonathan Anderson, Marquise Wilson, Josh Bellamy, and Jonathan Banks all questionable. Blackhawks are back in action tonight at home against the Rangers. They will not have Jonathan Toews or Brent Seabrook for this one. Coach Joe Quenneville says he's hopeful the two could be back on the ice as soon as tomorrow. Puck drops at the United Center tonight at 7:30. Bulls host the Heat tomorrow. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Present Medical Group doctor today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Don't miss outstanding year-end values during the Mercedes-Benz winter event going on now at Auto House on Edens. Experience year-end pricing, lease and finance offers on our incredible selection of Mercedes-Benz. Auto House on Edens in Northbrook or at AutoHouseOnEdens.com.
So on the subject of puck possession, this from McClure, who says, while the Hawks have seemingly been a little bit less dominant in their possession of the puck this year, in part by finally giving some kids a longer leash, and also as a function of a flattened salary cap, eroding depth league-wide to where no one's really monopolizing the puck the way the Hawks, Kings, and Wings did 5 to 7 years ago, they actually have succeeded in just what they need to do to keep this thing afloat while some key contributors are out. At 5-on-5 even strength, the Hawks are 7th best in the league at the number of attempts on net they allow per 60 minutes of 5-on-5 play at 52.1. And less than half an attempt for being 4th in the league, with the obviously stodgy Blues and Kings still topping the list at sub-50 numbers. But For a team with a forward group as young and slapped together as this, it speaks to Quenneville's coaching, as well as the defensive depth this year as opposed to last, even if they are, for some odd reason, still trotting out the perpetually caught in between and mouth agape Trevor Van Riemsdyk instead of Michael Kempney, who's been the Hawks' top play-driving defenseman to this point.
And I'm glad people have caught up to TVR. Like, he was the flavor of the day around here for so long, and I never understood it.
Says in a watered-down league, that they're the only team that limits that much and also has the amount of high-end finishers in Taves, Hossa, Panarin, and a certain MVP who will not be named, and that might just be enough.
Well, they're the Patriots. They're the Patriots of the NHL. They have a very small but extraordinary core, and because of the cap and because of what it's done to them, because of the number of really good players that they've had to let go of since 2010, since the summer of 2010, that's what they do. They fill in, and because their core is so good, and because their goaltending's been really good the last couple years, they have survived because of it. But I think it's huge that they added the kid on defense, and they added Kempney, and they brought back Campbell. That's huge for them to be able to do that. What are you hiding from?
I have a trivia question.
Okay.
Christopher Comka of Comcast Sportsnet, a font of information, has a list of goals this season by players age 37 and older.
37 and older.
Currently, 2016-2017 NHL season.
Marian Hossa.
Number one by a mile with 14. It is twice as many as the one guy with seven. And then there's
Jerome Iginla?
Nope.
Three guys. Shane Doan?
Nope. There are three guys with six. One guy was seven, three guys was six. Hossa's got 14, and Hossa really has been really terrific.
Now, he's a physical marvel. I mean, he is as strong on the puck right now as he's ever been. The question for him is staying healthy. I mean, it's just difficult at that age.
Well,
to stay
and his shoulders barely exist at this point.
And he's
point.
Got a bad back, and you know, when you've taken that many hits for this many years, everything is bad.
He's got
everything.
A lot of nice clothes. You notice that though? No, he really does.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't.
No,
that's one of these guys that's another guy who walks out of the locker room making sure everything is just right.
I prefer him naked rather than nice clothes.
No, he's big into watches and...
So is Jalmerson.
Well, maybe, I guess Hossa's mom is a fashion designer. And I think he sort of comes by it honestly in that he is very, very careful about his look. But yeah, Hossa is number one. And
37-year-old hockey player.
Mm-hmm. I could have named one for sure. One I've never heard of. And the other two, I kind of, they're just, you know, sort of hockey names.
37. Well, all right, give me the list.
I would tell you one is considerably older than 37. Like 7 or 8 years older than 37.
Oh, of course, Jaromír Jágr.
Yes, he's one with six. The guy with seven is Matt Cullen.
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay, I don't know him. That's the name I hadn't really recognized.
Makes sense. I didn't realize he had seven goals.
And the others with six are Brian Gionta and Patrick Marleau. I didn't know Marleau was 37.
Marleau's 37. And they just refused to part with him. They just keep going. Well, they did get to the final, didn't they? Final, Dan, not finals.
Jaguar.
the fact that Jágr, is he 45 now or 44?
He's got to be at least 43, 44.
Because in the early winter of 1990. Four, when there was a Continental Basketball Association team in Pittsburgh, I got to go to a game at the Igloo and watch.
Well, he was a rookie during the 92 final, Dan, against the Hawks.
And it was a great game, and Ron Francis scored. Mm. And that was one where, you know, I was never really, I didn't know hockey, but you didn't have to watch Jágr at that point and just say, oh my God. Look at what that guy's doing.
There was just one shift in one game against the Hawks where in 92 where you would have said the exact same thing and said, this guy's going to have a pretty decent career, so I think.
One of those transcendent players that you don't have to know anything to say, that guy's going around everybody else.
Ronnie Francis, by the way, one of the great underrated players of all time. You know, I mean, a Hall of Famer.
Strong if you can be the puck, yeah.
Just phenomenal player in every facet of the game.
And I also think in that game, I want to say they played the Blues, and they had a rookie defenseman, this giant guy I couldn't take my eyes off.
Chris Pronger.
Yes. In that game, and I said, wow, that guy's enormous. I said, he's pretty athletic for somebody that size.
One of the many trades that Bob Pulford nixed was Bob Murray's attempt to get Chris Pronger to Chicago.
And Chris Pronger now not doing well, right?
No, still sitting in a dark room eating oatmeal and throwing up.
That's not a job, I don't think.
But he works for the Flyers, I think, doing something.
Director of sitting in a dark room eating oatmeal and throwing up? I don't think it says that in the media guide, does it?
I know, it's, like a it picture does. Like, I don't think there's graphics, but that is his title.
Because brain injuries are funny, apparently. Ha ha, brain injury. He's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. And no transition because we've got another remote coming up, right? Is it Lawrence's out?
He's out and about?
No, it's Hubarkish tonight with the Top Draft Show.
Oh, Hub's Top Draft Show. And where's Hub?
Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox with Lance Briggs.
All right. I think they did one of those here, actually. I want to say at one point they did one of those shows right here at Anthony's, but now Hub and Lance Briggs at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub. What's the matter with you, Rosner? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. You're a menace.
Everything's fine.
This is the Boers and Bernstein Show on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl, a production of Westwood One.
CBS Sunday. Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Loot Crate's got you covered, and you get special savings right now on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions, and all you do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and you can choose the theme of the crate and the length of the gift deliveries, and you then add the recipient, and that's it. You're done. You're clicking a mouse, and you're all set. So you just choose the theme of these exclusive, awesome products from the top gaming and entertainment franchises. We're talking about Harry Potter, or Batman, or Marvel Comics, or Fallout, and then each month, the person is going to get a box with stuff in it, shirts and gear and other collectibles. It comes out monthly, and then that way you end up looking cool, your recipient is happy, and everybody believes you have incredible gift-giving superpowers yourself. So go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings right now. 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. That is LOOTCRATE.com/Dan for this special radio promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
QDepot.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
You'll notice after he sings, there's a military salute and the fist pump.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage, meet Bonnie.
Hello, friend.
Called because her monthly mortgage and student loan payments were suffocating her financially. And while at his daughter's soccer practice, David informed Bonnie he could pay off all her student loans, reduce her monthly payments over $1,000 a month, and pay for all her closing costs. And he asked Bonnie why she didn't call sooner. Bonnie admitted to David that she thought his ads sounded too good to be true. Well, now, needless to say, Bonnie is a huge believer and is very proud to be one of David's success stories. If you have credit card debt or student loans, like to see if David could lower your monthly payment like he lowered Bonnie's monthly payment, just pick up the phone. Call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit PearlDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C-4358, NMLS-1918.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
You are going to be out and around and running errands all weekend, and multiple times you are going to see a mattress firm because there's over 200 mattress firms in the Chicagoland area. You may see more than one at an intersection, and you're going to think, I keep hearing about all these good reasons to go in there, and this is going to be the weekend that you finally do and you experience some of these terrific mattresses at crazy low year-end closeout sale prices, because nobody sells for less, especially during this year-end closeout sale. Huge savings. So think about it. If you drive by that mattress firm, like the one right here, you're driving right by 50% off select floor models. Don't do that. 60% off accessories. You don't want to miss it. And that's just while supplies last. You can save up to $500 store-wide on brands like Sealy and Beautyrest and Stearns & Foster and more. And this is important. You can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. So go in there. Experience the custom collection. You can take my word for it. The luxury lines that are made exclusively for Mattress Firm included there, that's the Tempur-Pedic. You try the Tempur-Pedic Breeze, ask about the adjustable base, you get that little remote in your hand and you say, oh, this is what he's talking about. Yeah, uh-huh. And for a limited time, you purchase any custom collection or Tempur-Pedic mattress, you get up to $300 in free gifts, like a free pillow, free mattress protector, and free delivery. Don't miss savings of up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Black, Hybrid, and Hampton and Rhodes floor models. Up to 50% off select floor models and no interest financing for 5 years. You can't beat it. So go into Mattress Firm, save money, sleep happy.
Second to none since 1931.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Finishing up on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. What a fun place. This has really been nice today. A lot of people stopping by. And, you know, it really is amazing how top of mind the Cubs still are. You know, it's one thing to see people just picking over these big tables of merchandise and World Series stuff and lined up. But even in little interactions that you have, everybody is still thinking about the Cubs.
Still talking about still it. It's still what they want to talk about. Every person who comes up, wherever you go, wants to talk about the Cubs. What was it like? What was it like to be there when they won it? What was it like to be around them all that time? What does it feel like now? What's going to happen this winter?
How did Dexter Fowler save the Cardinals? What am I supposed to do?
Well, you're supposed to celebrate the fact you won the World Series. I think that's just fine. And of course, I get this call from my dad today, he's got a partner in Singapore who's a lifelong Sox fan who's panicked about what Rick Hahn is doing. So I said, seriously? This is one of the smartest guys in the world. I said, look, give me his email. Let me just send the same emails I've been sending to the White Sox fans I know elsewhere. Is this okay? Do you like this? Is this what they're like? What do you not like?
They haven't
been doing anything.
Just send him a note that says hashtag the plan sucks.
Well, that's what it is. Like, come on, man. Have you really liked where it's been going before? And all of a sudden, by the time Rick Hahn gets done, within 2 weeks probably, certainly 2 months, you're going to have one of the best farm systems in baseball.
But it's already climbed.
Right. It's already in the top 10.
Yeah, their top four guys were not here 4 days ago. Their top four prospects were not here 4 days ago. Six of their top 10 were not here 4 days ago. Yeah, they collected a whole bunch of really good players, three of them from the Washington Nationals.
I just picture this guy with a White Sox hat sitting there in Singapore, like, I don't know what they're doing. I don't get this. Well, I don't know if it's exactly that.
I understand.
Didn't we kick him out?
Seems to wander back in every now and then, and he just finds a microphone. This happens at the studio, too. How does he get upstairs?
It's your job to keep him away.
It's my job.
It is. You are.
Well, I'm in charge of security.
Well, for him.
I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, and I end up continually wondering if those who decided they were going to think the plan sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Are required in some way to do the same thing with the Sox. You know what I mean? Like, if you did it then, can you then claim that, well, now I get it?
Well, but being on the wrong side of that for so long,
right,
and screaming about it for so long, don't you think at this point they would probably be smart enough to go, well, against all my better instincts, I'm just going to embrace this.
Double down. You say, well, it only worked because those guys did it, and that was a fluke. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
Thank you to Zach Zaidman, Brian Billick, and Rich Campbell. We thank our engineer, Dominic Mendocino.
You say hello, he's referring to Scottie Pippen. Is he sitting next to...
Oh, that's the man.
Is that Mark Zuckerberg?
I believe so. I don't know.
Looks like him.
I think
thought it was Jesse Eisenberg, actually, who played Mark in Facebook.
Now I'm really confused.
No, I don't think so. But anyway,
movie reference. I don't think the movie was called Facebook.
No, it was not.
No, it was about Facebook, but I think it was called that.
So he did look a little bit like him.
Back at the Score Studios, our producers today, Matt Abaticola.
No! Yes!
Outcome! Opposite outcome! That joins the Dick Stockton call and the Chip Carey call. Base hit, caught out there. It's not a base hit, apparently. Chris Tannehill.
Again, our special teams played well. We're on a record-setting pace with our punt team.
Oh, everybody knows it.
That's good.
Yes, that's good. Everybody's following that record chase of your punt team. Barry, thank you for sitting in today. Big thanks to Bud Light and, of course, Nick and all of the good folks here at Anthony's. This is it's a great spot. We've had a really, really nice time. And look forward to having Terry back on Monday. And we will talk to you then. Stay tuned for Hub and Lance Briggs coming up from Tom Kelly's Chop House in... What is it?
New Lenox.
Thank you. That's next. We'll talk to you Monday on The Score.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Ooh.
Listening to Ghost Bed Bears Friday on the Score. All day today, we'll be talking to Bears experts and special guests to get you ready for the game. And it's only right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1943, Jim Morrison, frontman of The Doors, was born. This week in 1967, American soul singer and songwriter Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash at age 26. Led Zeppelin made their debut on the U.S. singles charts with Whole Lotta Love this week in 1969. This week in 1973, New York City's legendary CBGB's club opened.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Thank you.
Interesting items in music.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Up on the Housetop is the first Christmas song to focus solely on Santa. But depending on which version of the lyrics you read, Santa brings some weird stuff to kids. One kid gets a hammer and tacks. Another kid gets a whip. Another kid, who's 6 feet tall, gets a basketball hoop only 3 feet off the ground because he's no good at the game. Interesting item. Interesting item. Music. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store.